I looked at the sky, and all I saw was clouds and blue space. I looked at the sun, and all I saw was black velvet light. So I looked at the screen and painted a picture and told myself the beauty of the image I saw was real. You said it best to me, and I hurt inside for the thought that all I could do was stand in your shadow and look up at the giant that stooped to look in my eye. In those eyes I saw recognition. Though we met through only waves, I knew that I could see in you a part of me. The closing curtains of fate slammed books of destiny, and as nothing more than a child of this world I walked away. But then you should know better than anyone that I will never let go of the torch you light from your own blinding light. So I looked at the ground and saw a twisting yellow brick road that tracked away through the forest of a billion trees. And with the help that you gave me, I saw a lonely bench. I sat down and looked up and saw nothing but darkness, the stars of the now fallen night blocked from my view by a maze of leaves, and all I knew was nothing, and all I wanted was to be out. Here was I, in the night of winter, sitting on your bench, holding your light, seen only by butterflies and telescopes, tracked only by angels and demons, screaming for help without moving my cold, numb lips, and I saw you. For a fraction of time so small that it seemed of no significance to the rest of the world, our eyes met in a place foreign to anyone but us, and then I knew that the clouds had parted to reveal a small column of light. So we stepped slowly forward together into the clearing and looked up to see that it was bright daylight, and the eternal darkness that I had felt was no more than a daydream and a solar eclipse. The blinding light bathed my skin in a warm, glowing moment, and the clouds drifted with slow intent far above us. The trees stretched up far below them, and yet an infinity out of reach. So lost was I in the nature of the world that we're flat stuck on that I didn't even notice you slip slowly out back into the forest that you know so well but was a labyrinth to me. So I looked down once more and followed your cold trail back into this life that I fear, knowing that my painting looks beautiful enough for me to look at once more.